T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Joining us now is former Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr. Congressman Goldwater is a former member of the U.S. House of Representatives serving California from 1969 to 1983. He's the son of Barry Goldwater Sr., U.S. Senator from Arizona and Republican Party presidential nominee in 1964. Congressman Goldwater is very active as an advisor to both Republican and Democratic leaders, as well as celebrity activists, and continues to champion the conservative political movement started by his father. Barry, thank you for joining us this evening. Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, John, it's always nice to be on your program. You have some very important listeners.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. It's nice to have you on. My mother would be jealous. She'd be glued to the radio tonight. Trust me. She absolutely loved both you and your dad. She lived in California for years. She voted for you multiple times, just so that you know.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then she's responsible.
for all my ills.
Yeah.
Well, she's responsible for my political beliefs too, so she'll take credit.
Well, you know, that was a wonderful experience in my life. You know, we all have our own stories, and you know something, everybody's story is important and full of excitement. And I got to say, my life has been blessed by having that opportunity to serve in Congress 14 years alongside my father. He was reelected in 1968 along with Richard Nixon. And then I came in a year later, 1969, and we served 14 years together as a father-son team. And I'll always look back and feel blessed that I had that opportunity to work with him.
I wasn't aware that you guys had the opportunity to serve. That's pretty cool. That's very unique, too. There haven't been a whole lot of father-son teams like that. I wasn't aware that you had the opportunity to serve with him. That's unique. That's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. And we had a good time.
So let me ask you this. What would your father have thought of, you know, today's Republican Party, and in particular President Trump? What would he have thought of the Republican Party today?
Well, that's hard really to try to put words in his mouth, but I think my father would be disappointed that we don't have more and better leadership from the president on down. Normally, the president of the United States is the titular head of his party. Donald Trump, he does not do much for the Republican Party. He seems to be on a trajectory of his own, and God bless him. But we're lacking some leadership at the top, and I think that's the one thing he would be concerned about. The Republican Party, I think, is in good health. There's a lot of people that still believe in limited government. They adore and love freedom. And that's what the Republican Party has historically stood for. We've had our ups and we've had our downs. We've had a history of different philosophies, or individuals more than philosophy, because I don't think the Republican philosophy has changed. If you ask a liberal what he stands for, and I guess Barack Obama said he believes in compassion. Well, that's good, but that's compassion with other people's money. Republicans believe in compassion, but we believe in giving somebody a hand up and not a hand out. We believe this country was founded on freedom. My great-great-grandfather came over from Poland seeking his riches, and he didn't have anybody helping him. And that's the American history and tradition, that freedom always creates a better economic well-being for people. We prospered because people were free, and capitalism, free market economics, is much better than socialism or control of the economy by somebody that seems to know better how to spend your money than yourself. So the Republican Party, I think, is in good health philosophically. We're just looking and lacking leadership.
Now, you know, you're obviously the Goldwater name is synonymous with the conservative movement. But for many, I know my mother was this way. I think she always felt that that Goldwater was conservative first and maybe even Republican second to an extent. You know, what do you have? Do you feel that way, or do you feel that the conservative or the Republican Party has become maybe a little less conservative, or what do you think the relationship between, in particular, your father? I mean, it seemed like there was, at least initially, the Republican Party had to kind of be brought along to the conservative movement. I don't know. Is it there today? Do you see a bit of a separation between the two? Or
well, the modern conservative movement began back in the 1930s when intellectuals and politicians collaborated with businessmen to oppose the liberalism of the New Deal led by Franklin Roosevelt and energized by labor unions and big city Democrat machines. That's when it all really began. And then, of course, we had the Vietnam War in 1968 that split the Democrat Party, and the white ethnics in the North and white Southerners in the South brought along the Republican Party. And in 1980, President Ronald Reagan solidified the conservative Republican strength with tax cuts, increased defense spending, deregulation, rolling back communism. And so the Republican Party has always been conservative, but it wasn't until the 1930s, then the 1960s with my father, and then the 1980s with Ronald Reagan that really solidified the party. So I don't think the party basic philosophy has changed. Just the politicians or the individuals have put their stamp on that movement. We still believe in limited government and individual freedom and individual responsibility, a strong defense, less government, less regulation, less taxes. We believe that freedom is the best thing for Americans. And Milton Friedman said in his TV programs, Free to Choose, that how individual freedom of choice is truly the engine of prosperity.
You know, I freedom think you're... Of, no, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Freedom of choice is the engine of prosperity.
I think you're absolutely right. And though we have tweaked it a little bit, I agree. The Republican Party really hasn't changed much. Ironically, you mentioned the New Deal. It seems like the Democrat Party is the one, especially lately, that is facing this dramatic sea change. They have gone so far left. I mean, did you ever think that you'd see a Democrat Party that would go so far left that now they say up to 40% of the Democrat Party actually favor socialism? Did you ever think you'd see a day when Democrats would embrace socialism the way they have?
No, I never thought that would ever be. I don't know. we have short memories that we defeated communism and socialism. And we look around the world where we see socialism failing in Cuba and Venezuela and every place that's been tried. And yet the Democrats don't read history. And I am greatly surprised that they've allowed themselves to be pushed that far to the left. And I think they're way out of the mainstream of the of today's basic Americans.
You know, it is surprising, and yet I don't think this is a Trump factor. I just think this is part of that the younger generation that, you know, doesn't, I don't know if it's our school system or what, but they're not taught to pick themselves up. It's more, you go back to Kennedy that said, ask not what your country can do for you. That they're not taught that anymore. Now it's what's in it for me and what can you do for me. Instead, they're expecting to have things handed to them, and it's really sad. I agree. I don't know where we are nowadays, where 40% of one of our larger political parties expects and thinks that socialism is the answer. It really does. It's a head scratcher, to be honest with you.
You know, I think a lot of this can be attributed to our universities that are far that impregnate the students with those liberal, socialistic kind of ideology, and they're coming out of school with this idea that government is the answer, and not themselves.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of, you're right, that they've kind of taken over the Democrat Party with this idealism, and they failed to really read history or to learn from it.
That's the sad part. You know, we met when you were here in Wichita a few years ago at, advocating on behalf of a piece of asbestos legislation. But what are you up to now, Barry? What's you up to?
Well, I get out of bed every morning and I put on my pants, I brush my teeth, I sit out of my desk and I go to work. And most of the things I do is public affairs, government affairs for a variety of clients in a variety of areas. I've been doing work in the area of distilled spirits, if you can believe that, and insurance. And I'm still involved legislatively in all 50 states running that asbestos legislation. We just got a big win in Alabama yesterday. So I keep pretty busy in politics, in business. My dad told me, he said, if you don't go, you don't get. And of course, after I got through with the university, he didn't put me up at his home anymore. He kicked my ass out of the house. He said, I gave you an education, now go out and use it. So was the beginning of my career. And I got to say that I look back on it with fond memories of the wonderful people that I've met, like yourself, along the way, the experiences I've had serving in Congress for 14 years, and now in business, trying to make a buck to pay my rent and pay my water bill and my electricity bill. Every day I got to go, or I don't have the wherewithal to live a decent life.
Well, Barry, I sure appreciate you. I think it's fantastic that you're still active. You know, like I said, you succeeded with that asbestos piece of legislation here in Kansas. I'm glad to see that you're out advocating. And you told me, Friday you were at the Republican governor's. You're still traveling. You're advocating both with Republicans and Democrats. So it's great to see that you're still working both sides of the aisle. And on behalf of conservatives, we want you to keep at it, my friends. Keep espousing our principles and keep fighting for those principles, because that's what we need, is people like you carrying on the fight for those principles that we hold dear, my friend.
Well, that's very kind of you, John. I think it's a worthy battle. A lot of people in business don't realize that they have a partner in government. If they're not watching it, it's going to come back and bite them. But if you look out today's political situation with Donald Trump and the Congress fighting, a lot of people are upset and tired of it. They're disgusted with the fact that nothing's getting done. And I like to remind them that, you know something? You may not like it. You may not like the smell of it. But democracy is working. And it's all about power. It's all about who's going to control, who's going to make the rules. It all goes back to the early years of our founding fathers when we had Jefferson and Madison opposing each other. Madison wanted centralized government. Jefferson wanted less government. And today we have the same thing with the conservatives and liberals and Democrats and Republicans. You got MSNBC versus Fox. You got the Wall Street Journal versus the New York Times. You got Milton Friedman versus what's the English economist, Keynes. So it's always been this fight. Democracy has always been who is going to control. And by God, it's still working today, even though we don't like the way it looks or smells.
Well, it's like they say, it's sausage making, and it may be ugly, but in the end, it's the best that the, you know, this is our democratic process is still the best that's out there. And like you said early on, it, you know, you can have Venezuela, you can have all these socialist states that have failed, and there's a reason they fail. And yet here we have Democrats pushing that process, and we just have to stand up against them. So
you can never beat freedom. People love to be free.
Amen, my friend. Well, Barry, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. You keep carrying on the fight, my friend.
Anytime, John, give me a holler.
Coming up, we'll talk politics on today's college campuses with Tyler Coates from Turning Point USA. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.